की सौगाते हूँ, तारों की बाराते हूँ,
दूरी की नाते हूँ, बस मुलाकाते हूँ,
सबको यही देती संदेशा।
दीपावली गली गली बन के खुशी छाई रे, रोशनी की चादर ओढ़े दीपावली आए।
सुनील, SBS के हिंदी कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है।
हाय, थैंक यू, बहुत शुक्रिया।
सुनील, सबसे पहले तो हम ये जानना चाहेंगे कि आप और आपका परिवार ऑस्ट्रेलिया में कब और कैसे आया?
Like a lot of early immigrants after the white Australia policy ended in the late 60s, early 70s, my parents were both doctors. And interestingly, when I grew up, I just assumed that when you grew up, you became a doctor because all the adult Indians we knew were doctors. In fact, they all went to the same medical school as my parents at Kasturba Medical College at Manipal University in Mangalore. So it was a very small, very tight-knit community of probably no more than 30 or 40 families in the 70s. Everybody knew each other. So if you saw an Indian person in the street in Sydney in the 1970s, early 80s, you probably knew them.
क्या आप भारत में पैदा हुए थे या ऑस्ट्रेलिया में?
No, I was born in Australia about, funnily enough, 9 months after my parents arrived. So I don't speak Hindi. I don't speak my mother's language, Konkani, or my father's language, Marathi. In those days, you know, because the community was so small and because so many of our friends were, you know, Tulu or Kannadiga, we didn't really have an opportunity to practice our language. There were no schools, there were no temples. And although multiculturalism had kind of started as an idea, in reality, it was very assimilationist. You kind of had to suppress your Indianness, especially in public. So you didn't speak Indian language. You didn't take Indian food to school. You tried as hard as you could to fit in or at least not be noticed.
सुनील, आपने बात की 1970 के दशक की assimilationist नेचर ऑफ सोसाइटी की, जहां भारतीय परंपराओं को समुदाय इतना सामने नहीं लेके आ रहा था, तो मैं जानना चाहूंगा कि उस समय की आपकी दिवाली की यादें किस प्रकार की है?
Every year we would celebrate Ganesha Chaturthi, we would celebrate Diwali. They were our two big Hindu festivals. But they were all very sad, you know. When I say sad, it just, they were quiet. They were low-key. Often we celebrated on our own. My mother would give us a new shirt that she had managed to save up for, and we would light little lamps and do rangolis on our front doorstep. But we would be the only house in our street, if not our suburb, that had lamps lit. Of course, when I was growing up, they hadn't banned fireworks in Australia yet, and Diwali often fell very close to Cracker Night in Australia, which used to be the 5th of November, Guy Fawkes Night, the tradition that was taken from the United Kingdom. But I remember growing up and feeling kind of lonely and missing my family in India who were celebrating Diwali in a very different way to us.
Sunil, जानना चाहूँगा क्या आप भारत गए हैं और भारत जाके दिवाली मनाई है वहाँ पर?
We used to always go to India in the summer holidays after school had finished in December in Australia and stay most of the holidays in India. So I never really experienced Diwali until I went to India 10 years after the last time I visited. So, you know, when I was a child, we used to go every other year. And then the last visit I had was when I was 12. And then I went back to India when I was 22. I hadn't been for 10 years. And it was right in the middle of Diwali in Delhi. And it was amazing. You know, growing up in Australia around Christmas time, you know, you're used to seeing people, you know, parents all stressed out about getting the celebrations ready, bringing the family together, buying lots of presents. There's a real sense of community and celebration. And it contrasted a lot with the way that we celebrated Diwali, you know, only a few weeks earlier. But when I went to India and I was in Delhi for Diwali that year after being away for 10 years, I was really amazed. It was such an incredible experience. And, you know, I felt this real connection to everyone around me, but also to my Indian culture and heritage, you know, that there was this amazing tradition that had gone on for so many thousands of years, and it involved the whole country, not just Hindus, but, you know, Jain people and Buddhist people and Sikh people. Each of them also celebrate their own festival of lights at that time. And the experience was incredible. I just felt so proud and happy to be Indian and glad to be there at that time. And funnily enough, even though we were still in India when Christmas was celebrated, and it reminded me of Diwali in Australia in the 70s and 80s. It was very quiet. You know, people had a few lamps outside their houses, but it wasn't anything like the experience I had of Diwali when I was there.
चलिए सुनील, अब बात करते हैं 1970 से 2016 तक. क्या बदलाव देखा है आपने ऑस्ट्रेलिया में दिवाली में?
Well, not just the fact that Australia has become more multicultural and embraced different cultures, not just tolerating them, but celebrating them. You know, there's so many great festivals around Australia celebrating Diwali or Indian heritage. Until last year, the Paramasala Festival in Western Sydney was always held around Diwali time. And now, of course, we've got the Confluence Festival of India that's been going around Australia since, I think, Independence Day, right up till this weekend. It's interesting, isn't it, that we think of multiculturalism as separate cultures or communities. But when you go to the western suburbs of Melbourne or Sydney or Brisbane, what you see is families that aren't one or the other. You know, like my family, my wife is Anglo-Australian, my parents are Indian-Australian, and so my children have both Indian and Anglo heritage, but they're wholly Australian. And what I love is being able to celebrate in the same way I celebrate Christmas with my Christian friends, or Eid with my Muslim friends, or Buddha Purnima with my Buddhist friends, that all of my friends, regardless of their backgrounds or their religions, can celebrate with us. What's also really interesting is that, you know, where before there was a very small community of doctors, you know, that had come from the same medical school, so we all tended to celebrate Deepavali, which is the southern Indian version, I guess you'd call it, with so many different people from around the world in the Indian diaspora, from Africa, from Malaysia, from Sri Lanka, from Fiji, who hadn't been in Australia before. We've got lots of new traditions being added to the traditions we know and the traditions we take on as Australian Indians celebrating Diwali in a new way.
सुनील, आपने बात की बच्चों की, तो मैं जानना चाहूंगा कि आपके बच्चों के लिए दिवाली क्या महत्व रखता है और वो किस प्रकार से इसे मनाते हैं या समझते हैं?
Well, I don't know there's any child that's ever said no to presents or fireworks. We don't have fireworks now, but we do have sparklers. And they love the lights, and they love making rangolis, and they don't necessarily understand it, but in the same way that my mother tried to ensure that we kept that link to not just her culture, but our culture as well, I try and encourage my children to celebrate all aspects of their identity. I mean, it's interesting because as someone who was born in Australia and doesn't speak any Indian language and has largely grown up with Australian culture, I am just as bicultural as my children, as any child born in a country different to where their parents came from. And, you know, I don't know who my children will marry or where their culture will be from, but I hope that they can continue to celebrate Diwali, you know, even in their own Australian way, and bring their own new traditions, as well as appreciating the old ones and customs that have inspired and continue to inspire this celebration.
Sunil, SBS Hindi team ki or se aapko aur aapke parivar ko Diwali ki hardik shubhkamnaye.
Diwali ki hardik shubhkamnaye, mate. Usne banayi sabne.